Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. And always excited about this segment, the Rob Roselli segment. So I'm excited to welcome the program, Rob Roselli. Rob, conspiracist, and much, much more. Rob, it just continues to get crazy. I know you don't want me to, we have a game to play today about guess the quote, and specifically who quoted this, but what's up now? That now Trump is giving away all this information and just Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that. The media is just going after this guy more than I've ever seen any president.
Well, I think they're overplaying their hand. This is getting so bizarre and so stupid and so ridiculous. They're really making fools of themselves. And look, I'm not going to sit here. This isn't the pro-Trump hour or half hour or whatever. This is, and I'm not. When you start talking about Trump, I think people have a tendency to say, well, I'm a big Trump guy. I do. Look, I didn't particularly care for him, before he ran for the president. I thought it was kind of an arrogant, pompous ass. But, the more he hangs in there, the more he puts up with this, my opinion's slowly changing in terms of Trump the man. But be that as it may, the haters, okay, the white, northeastern, liberal elite, which are just, and their stupid underlings, the social justice warriors, the MoveOn.orgs, and all these other asswipes, these stupid groups out there, they're just a cannon fodder for our devil worshipping criminal Illuminati elite. Well, let's just lay it out there. All right, so what's really going on? The haters of Trump, they don't hate Trump per se. What they really hate is the concept of America and God. Okay, and again, I'm not saying Trump is God. I'm not worshiping the man. Okay, but this is, he's kind of a lightning rod, we'll call it, okay, that he's galvanizing and eliciting all these reactions from these maniacs, okay? I listened to one moron this morning, talking about all of a sudden everybody's so concerned about, Russian hacking and, what intelligence in Russia. There's no evidence that I can see that Trump did any of this, okay, but they keep dwelling on it, and they keep harping on it. So not only does it mean they have nothing to offer whatsoever, besides more, criminality and self-indulgence and self-aggrandizement, these low-life, slime, scumbag low-lives that call themselves congressional leaders. And I speak for 99.9.5% of them. There's a few good ones in there. But anyway, they're overplaying their hand, okay? I listened to one moron say, well, they asked, well, what about Hillary and all, her server? And, he said, well, we all know that was a mistake. So, we're going to sit here. We're so stupid. Just as an example, we're so stupid. We're supposed to sit here and believe that a conscious effort to set up a server in your own house over several years with unsecured emails, which you knew was a crime, and then after you were caught, you lied about it, over how many months or how many years. Okay, so we're supposed to believe, and you're talking about, access to information and testing information and all the bribery that went on with the so-called Clinton Foundation, the connections to Russia, the uranium deal where, Hillary sold, 20% of the uranium. She approved the deal to this Russian company, which showed some compensation to the Clinton Foundation or something along those lines. And, Podesta, one of the Podesta brothers, was an advisor to Hillary. He was involved with, a high-powered Russian company. And somebody has a book out there called Clinton Cash, okay? And then this guy was just going through example after example. In a book, you can get a Barnes & Noble, okay?
Right, right.
The evidence out there, okay? So this idiot gets on there and says, well, we're supposed to believe that this server was a mistake, okay? And we're supposed to sit here and say, a conscious effort over several, a mistake is leaving something by mistake in your house or in your office that someone could possibly get a hold of, like happened to this General Petraeus, right? I mean, that guy made a mistake, okay? And it's kind of a mistake, and he should be held accountable because you're responsible for very top-secret information. But I would believe that was a mistake, carelessness. But to sit here and call it Hillary did a mistake and then go after Trump where there's no evidence – and to harp on it the way people are harping on it, it's really borderline bizarre. And these people are really seriously sociopaths, and really borderline insane, if not outright, worthy of being institutionalized. I mean, these are our so-called leaders. I mean, this is getting absolutely bizarre at this point. And again, it's from a vitriol and a hatred of America is really what's at play here. Let's just be blunt, okay? It's a hatred of America. It's a hatred of God. It's a hatred of people that aren't, Cal Berkeley, West Coast, or Northeastern Ivy League, white liberal elites, or some offshoot group associated with them. And I'll say it again, all these people, all these useful idiots, all these morons, if you follow the money trail through all these groups, through all the Ivy League schools, you end up, where do you end up? The Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, the Rockefeller Foundation, George Soros, okay, again, these are all devil-worshipping, white, criminal, Illuminati elite that run this country, and in fact run the world, although that control is slipping, but that's probably a conversation for another day, but be it as it may, this is really what's going on here, and the power structure hates Trump, which, knowing nothing else about the man, makes me like the guy even more, because he's eliciting hatred from these people. Look, I mean, Trump at the end of the day, I mean, who knows? I mean, he may end up collapsing, he may end up shooting him, maybe he has some kind of deep state plan, who the hell knows? But right now, knowing what I know, he's just the anti-establishment person, for the most part, that the American people, the American masses, and I'm talking about the regular American, non-Ivy League, non-Cal Berkeley, have chosen to be their president. And it's just as simple as that.
Right. I mean, that's the point. But in your history of studying this stuff, Rob, you've never seen the media go after a president like ever. I haven't, to this point, where they don't even respect that he is even have any inkling of integrity. They think he has nothing, and that it's a joke.
They're unhinged. I mean, they're becoming unhinged, okay? Because really, again, just to kind of tie it back in with the real core of the co-conspiracy, which is biblically centered, by the way. Any conspiracy theorist that says otherwise is just wrong, okay? If you don't put the Bible and what it has to say at the core of the co-conspiracy, then I'm going to say it. I mean, you might be right about some stuff, but ultimately, you're going to come up with the wrong answers. But anyway, so what's happening here is these people, these are your godless, Darwinist, liberal kind of people, and their heaven, their utopia is here on Earth. There is no God, so I think this is a large part of the reason why these people are just freaking out, okay, because Trump, especially when he starts praying to God, these little mental midgets, they can't handle it, because their heaven is being threatened, in a sense, their utopia, what they think is their utopia is being threatened, and they're just freaking out. There's nothing for these people to offer, or these people have nothing to offer except, self-aggrandizement, as I said, self-empowerment and hatred. And that's all, and that's being exposed. I mean, Trump is exposing it. I mean, what are these people proposing besides more investigations of Trump and Russia, where there's absolutely no evidence why they overlook, Hillary and all her connections to Russia, which I just said, you can pick up in a freaking book, called Clinton Clash, and get a Barnes & Noble. I mean, it's just so, asinine and stupid. I don't know what else to say, but Americans are starting to see it. I mean, really, the only one supporting this movement, this anti-Trump movement, this anti-American movement as a whole, again, they're under the umbrella of the tax-exempt foundations. I'm just going to say it. I mean, if you look again, the Ivy League schools, the misled, the misguided college kids, and the media is all that's who's leading this resistance. And I don't think they're nearly as numerous as we are led to believe, because, you know, again, they have control of the media, and that's not an accident. They have control of the academic institutions, so-called. But the majority of Americans are, you know, are onto it at this point, but which is good in a sense, but it's also bad in a sense, because the people in control are, again, they're starting to, they're getting worried, they're flipping out, they're mentally melting down, and we're seeing it play out before us on live TV, and don't doubt that for a second, okay? You know, they're being exposed. Okay, I can tell you this, and this is, you know, and I've never really said this in our public, and I do on my website, okay, again, it's boxandsunglasses.com. I posted, you know, Job chapter 12, okay, because when I was writing my first book, you know, I kept opening the Bible, you know, after a while, I wasn't really picking up on it first, and it just rung so true. This is going back almost 10 years, but if you read that verse, I mean, you know what God is saying is basically, you know, I own you, I own the world, I control the world, I control everything, okay? And I can think of no better Bible verse right now that describes what's going on. But see, I know. And I don't have insider information. I don't have top secret clearance. I don't have anything like that. But I know people that we're seeing in the media, in the Congress, you know, these slime balls, these Chuck Schumers and these Pelosi's and these Feinsteins,
right.
And these, you know, and they're backers, okay? They're Federal Reserve, CIA, Houston Establishment, criminal Illuminati backers. They're all flipping out right now, okay? And I can know that because of Job, what I read in Job chapter 12. And again, it's just something I don't have, you know, I don't have one of these exciting, you know, the Lord spoke to me stories or anything. You know, it came to me in a dream or I had a vision. I don't have that. This is what I have. Okay. I never picked up on this. Again, it took me a while to pick up on this, but I just noticed every time I picked up my Bible to, you know, to read or to, you know, to quote from in writing, especially the first book, I kept opening to this chapter and it just, you know, and it just reads, it rings so true. Now he says, let's just read a couple of verses. Now, with him is strength and wisdom, the deceived and the deceiver are his. He leadeth counselors away spoiled and maketh the judges fools. Okay, he leadeth princes away spoiled and overthroweth the mighty. He removeth away the speech of the trusty and taketh away the understanding of the age. He poureth contempt upon princes and weakeneth the strength of the mighty. He discovereth deep things out of darkness and bringeth forth out to light the shadow of death. He increaseth the nations and destroys them. He enlargeth the nations and straighteneth them again. He taketh away the heart of the chief of the people of the earth and causeth them to wander in a wilderness where there is no way. They grope in the dark without light, and he maketh them to stagger like a drunken man. Now, what I just read, just a few verses out of Job chapter 12, now, does that not, when I watch these people on TV, I cannot help but almost pity these people in a sense, okay? They're pathetic, they're evil by their own choosing, but they're lost. And really what's happening right now is they're melting down, and God's having a field day with them. I mean, you know, in a sense, he's really mocking them. And he's using Trump to do it. And again, I'm not going to sit here and judge Trump as a perfect man or some kind of God man. And I'm going to say that again for the third time at least, because I know I'm going to be taken out of context if this ever goes anywhere. But be that as it may, this is what is going on. These people are freaking out. Now, that's not necessarily a good thing, okay? Because what's going to happen, and again, this ties into my breakdown of Revelation 17 and 18, which the United States is no doubt the whore of Babylon or the mystery of Babylon. The Russians and the Chinese, I don't think Putin's over there watching this insanity unfold. Now, if you're Putin, I mean, what are you thinking? Like, you're trying to negotiate with Trump and you're trying to get something done, but then you're understanding that, you know, maybe Trump doesn't really run the show here. Maybe there's these psychopaths, whoever, the Pentagon, the CIA, the skull and bones, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, maybe they're the ones really running the show, and Trump doesn't, and what they're going to come to the conclusion, I believe this is how it's going to play out. You're going to have the economic collapse, okay, you're going to have some kind of fake peace treaty, and then Putin and the Chinese and maybe some others are going to decide, you know what, these United States, these are lunatics, these are psychopaths, we can't negotiate with these people, they're crazy. And they're gonna try and nuke us. So we're gonna nuke them before they nuke us. I mean, this is bad stuff. So I'm not saying this is necessarily all a good thing. I mean, you know, these people are becoming desperate. They're becoming like caged wild animals in a sense. And don't think that the Russians and the Chinese aren't watching these very carefully and figuring out that maybe Trump doesn't really run the nation. Maybe the conspiracy kooks are right. You know, maybe these guys aren't planning, and we are mobilizing for war against Russia for no good reason, you know, in Europe, and then, you know, you don't hear about it on Fox News and the other, you know, in a sense, well, you hear it all, Russia's bad, you know, Russia bad, you know, all this, you hear that all the time, again and again, the war drums are beating. So this is in fact being set up. I mean, you know, what do you think? You know, the Americans elect Trump, you know, the guy wants to talk trade and peace, but these psychopath DC, you know, sellouts and their criminal overlords won't let it happen. And they're getting more and more shrill. They're getting more and more desperate. And I think it's, in that sense, it's a very bad situation. And unfortunately, it's playing out.
Yeah, definitely. So let's go from that bad news to some funny stuff and some serious stuff, meaning the quotes. You got a bunch of things to try to stump me the second half of this show, so let's go ahead and try stumping me.
Yeah, well, let's just kind of, this kind of all ties together, you know. I mean, America, you know, the so-called Christian nation, which it was at one time, but this nation that's called the United States, this is my country, this is, I don't know what this is, a liberal, you know, criminal banking elite cesspool. And one of the things that the criminal banking elite brought us, besides Darwinism, was eugenics, was Adolf Hitler, was the American Birth Control League, which, you know, is Planned Parenthood. This is all documented in my book, The Un-American Genocidal Complex, by the way, again, available on my website. But let's just, you know, I found a couple good quotes, and I see we're almost, you know, we only got a couple minutes left here, but let's, I got a few good ones here. Let's start.
I'm ready.
Let's start with this one. And again, now remember the choices. Let's see here. Let me open up to here. Now, the choices are Margaret Sanger, okay, the founder of the American Birth Control League, friend of Adolf Hitler, friend of, you know, the liberal white eugenics, population control zealots, progressives, okay, you know, the social Darwinists and whatever, the people that gave us, you know, Adolf Hitler. So we got her, the founder of Planned Parenthood. We got Charles Darwin himself. We got Adolf Hitler. We got Charles Davenport, you know, who was, you know, one of the stalwarts of the American Eugenics Movement, president of the American Eugenics Society, and a few others. But let's read this here. If for a period of only 600 years, those individuals would be sterilized to where physically degenerate or mentally diseased, humanity would not only be delivered from an immense misfortune, but also restored to a state of general health such as we at the present can hardly imagine. Let me just skip off. For people in a state take this course to develop that nucleus of the nation which is most valuable from the racial standpoint and thus increase its fecundity, the people as a whole will subsequently enjoy that most precious of gifts, which consists in a racial quality fashioned on truly noble lines. So, you know, who does that sound like?
I'm going to go with Margaret Sanger.
Nope. That's right out of Mein Kampf. My Struggle, Adolf Hitler.
But see, listening to that, kind of go back to that, it sounds like Margaret Sanger in the way of talking about people and their misery and how she can take care of people.
It does sound like Margaret Sanger. Well, let's see. Now, here's another one. Again, you know, choices, Margaret Sanger, Adolf Hitler, Charles Darwin, Charles Davenport, and a few others. Let's try this one. There is but one practical and feasible program in handling the great problem of the feeble-minded. That is, as the best authorities are agreed to prevent the birth of those who would transmit imbecility to their descendants. Feeble-mindedness, as investigations and statistics from every country indicate, is invariably associated with an abnormally high rate of fertility. We protect the members of a weak strain, says blank. So who is that?
Adolf Hitler.
No, that's Margaret Sanger.
Are you kidding me?
I'm reading right out of the Pivot of Civilization.
So what would people think of that debate, especially if we had like a pro-life debate and brought people on that believe in pro-choice, and listening to what Sanger said and all this? Because, you know, again, looking at Donald Trump defunding Planned Parenthood in certain ways, if the new health care plan gets passed, that, we're not going to get into that tonight for sure, but that's something else to discuss in so many ways of why people say this. But to hear something like this, it sounds really, really controlling. It doesn't sound democratic, and it sounds very lack of a moral conscience, that quote. That's why I thought Adolf Hitler.
Well, again, this is, you know, Adolf Hitler and Margaret Sanger were basically pen pals. I mean, they had an international love fest going. I mean, look, again, Adolf Hitler, not only was he financially supported by, you know, by the Rockefellers and, you know, the Fords and the GMs and the IBMs and these other, you know, formed his industrial backbone, but he was supported spiritually, religiously, and philosophically by the likes of Margaret Sanger, Charles Davenport, and Charles Darwin, i.e. the American eugenics movement. And again, this is why I wrote the Un-American Genocidal Complex, okay, because this is it. I mean, today we know this is the deep state or whatever the name, you know, whatever the latest catchphrase is, but these are the genocidal psychopaths running the world, okay? You know, this is it. You know, but let's, here, I got to get a few good ones here. We protect the members of a weak strain up to the period of reproduction and then let them free upon the community, encourage them to leave a large progeny of feeble-minded, which in turn protected from mortality and carefully nurtured up to the reproductive period are again set free to reproduce. And so the stupid work goes on of preserving and increasing our socially unfit strains.
Oh my. The choices are between Sanger and Hitler on this one, or any other options?
Well, the other names I've been saying, you know, you got Adolf Hitler, Margaret Sanger, Charles Darwin, Charles Davenport, you know.
What about Charles Darwin?
Others.
No Darwin on
no.
this one?
No. Charles Davenport, you know, one of the original founders of the American Eugenics Society, okay, which was, you know, basically formed in the early 1900s, you know, out of which grew Margaret Sanger and her crew. And obviously, you know, out of the, of which Hitler borrowed and justified his philosophy. But no, that's Charles Davenport. So I think, let's see here. I can find a few other good ones. Well, I got some stuff marked here. Our great problem is not merely to perfect machinery, produce superb ships, motor cars, or great buildings, but to remodel the race so that it may equal the amazing progress as we see now making in the externals of life. We must first free our bodies from disease and predisposition to disease.
All right, let's go with Margaret Sanger.
All right, yeah, that's it. That's Margaret Sanger. So that one, okay, we'll give you a check on that one. So I think we're almost at the end here.
We got maybe one more we can do. But yeah, we're learning from that Margaret Sanger has some really crazy opinions. So this is where the point, okay? Again, I am not all the opinions expressed by Rob Roselli and Rob Roselli's show are not by me altogether. Ultimately, I definitely do am interested when we talk about some specific things, especially when it comes to the pro-life and to hear the things that Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger says. It has nothing to do with Christianity. It has nothing to do with social justice, even though I hate that word, social justice. Don't get me started on that. This is all about controlling a society. Bottom line, these quotes that we're hearing from Sanger. Right, Ron?
Well, don't forget. Don't forget, I mean, you know, another name, I mean, for Planned Parenthood is called the Negro Project. I mean, you know, Margaret Sanger, you know, her philosophy was, I mean, she disagreed with the American eugenics movement. I mean, her big thing was, you know, why are we wasting money? Why are we spending money on institutionalizing, you know, what she called feeble-minded and morons and misfits and this sort of thing? You know, why go through that when we can just abort these people before they're born? And she specifically said a couple weeks ago that, you know, she wanted to infiltrate, in her own words, you know, Negro churches, you know, make friends with the pastors. Okay, like today that would be like Reverend Jesse Jackson, for instance, or the Reverend Al Sharpton.
Right.
You know, these bootlickers of their white, you know, white criminal genocidal overlords, these lowlifes. But anyway, That was her stated end goal, okay, of Planned Parenthood, was to basically eliminate black people, because she associated, just like Darwin,
you talked about this before, Robin. Do you have Margaret Sanger's greatest supporter on the show right now with us? Would she agree with you, or he agree with you?
Well, there would be no argument. I mean, I'm not being closed-minded. I mean, that's just, I'm quoting, you know, that's the point of this whole exercise. I mean, I'm quoting these people in their own words. I mean, these are their own words. You know what I'm saying? It's not like this is what they said, or this is, you know, this is what I think they meant. And no. This is what they said. This is what Hitler said. This is what, you know, Charles Darwin said. This is what Charles Davenport said. This is what Margaret Sanger said. And look, people can buy these books on Amazon. I don't have any top secret information here. I mean, you can get The Pivot of Civilization by Margaret Sanger. You can log on to Amazon right now and read this stuff for yourself. I mean, this isn't rocket science. There's no, be like with the evolution debates. I mean, there'd be no answer for objective truth. The only answer would be, you know, a personal ad hominem attack on me. You know what I'm saying? There wouldn't be, you know, whatever names they would call me. Just like with Trump, there's nothing, they can't attack his, you know, what he's trying to do, or his policies, or he's trying to help people. So they make these ad hominem personal attacks, because that's all they have. I mean, there's nothing to say here. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you look at the statistics, I mean, statistically, I mean, the abortion movement is
exactly,
Planned Parenthood clinics are concentrated in inner cities. And according to the website blackgenocide.org, I mean, they're on schedule to effectively eliminate blacks, the American blacks, you know, in the next 20 years or so. Whether the country lasts that long is another question. That's a totally different story. But, you know,
so do you think
they're achieving their goal?
Do you think the alt-right would be for Margaret Sanger, the alt-right, Rob?
What is alt-right? I can't even.
See, that'd be a good one to discuss next week, for sure. But we got to go to boxesunglasses.com. We can talk about the alt-right and the specific things of the Nazi movement and all these new things that are happening that they try to put towards the Republican Party.
Oh, yeah.
And we can debunk that a bit, too.
Let's just conclude that. Just before you think about how stupid that is. I mean, Hitler was a eugenics, Darwinist, socialist, pro-abortion nature worshiper, okay? If you take Hitler and his characteristics and you go side by side with American liberal, with the white Ivy League American liberal, they're virtually synonymous. I mean, we're doing it with these quotes. I mean, you can quote the predecessors, today's white Ivy League, you know, American liberals, and they're indistinguishable from Adolf Hitler. So for these people to get on there and say Trump is Hitler, which by extension means anybody that kind of supports him is essentially, you know, a Nazi in a brown shirt, is the most asinine, stupid thing anybody could say. And it's so stupid. These people, I can't believe these people really believe it. It's just projection. But anyway.
Understand. Sorry. FoxSunglasses.com. You can purchase the book on Amazon, at Rob Roselli as well. You go Facebook Live Tuesday and Thursday nights on Rob Roselli page on Facebook, and people can kind of just go ahead and friend you and watch you go live and interact with others and all these different places, Rob, that they can communicate with you on Twitter and all that. So thanks for calling, Rob. Next week I will explain the alt-right to you, and I want to get your opinion on it. All right, Rob?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, take care. All right, see you. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks.
You're listening to Neil Haley's show's Rob Roselli segment. We'll be back in just a moment.